And sitting in with us on news, Gilbert Gottfried, who's playing Wise Guys tonight and tomorrow night. For tickets, wiseguyscomedy.com.
The news is our life.
All right, what's in the news this week, everybody?
It's what you need to know.
What you need to know brought to you by Gear 30. Head into their store at 1931 South Washington Boulevard or shop online at gear30.com. They have ski, snowboard, snowshoe rentals starting at $12 a day. What's, Gear 30, make memories this holiday.
Gilbert, what's your ski level? Expert?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You're just...
I'm
Black diamonds all the
way.
Yeah,
I just love to go skiing everywhere. Yeah. I'm very athletic.
You seem like an athletic guy.
Yeah.
All right, Dusty, what's first?
So each year, the worst toys of the year are put onto a list by the organization Commercial Free Childhood. And this year's winner, by a landslide evidently, is Mattel's Hello Barbie, which is a Barbie designed to hold a conversation with your child. So she has some electronics. She'll ask questions and encourage them to respond. And then she can also like look stuff up online.
Okay.
I just saw an orange and black butterfly. Did you know that butterflies can fly up to 12 miles an hour?
No, I didn't, Barbie. And I didn't know you were Sir David Attenborough either. What's the matter with you?
The orange and black one I saw is called a monarch butterfly. Oh, and did you know that butterflies live everywhere in the world except Antarctica? Uh-oh. I can't find a Wi-Fi network.
Oh, my. So basically, it's just paying to have something talk to your child back and forth. And that's.
Well, isn't this, what was that called? Siri?
Siri.
Right?
Siri, yeah.
Siri.
Yeah.
So isn't this
right.
What in a Barbie doll?
Yeah. Huh. You're right. It is Siri and a Barbie.
If you ever needed an image of Siri to rub one out to, I guess now
yes.
You have one.
Yes.
And Hello Barbie.
But you can rub one out to Barbie even better when she doesn't speak. She was the ideal woman before.
Because
she was beautiful, long legs, thin, and didn't talk. She was the perfect woman.
They had to go and ruin it.
And if Barbie does talk, don't you just want her to say what you think she'd say, which is insult fat people and act catty?
Yeah.
You're not looking for, you don't want a bit of Encyclopedia Barbotanica.
I need more shoes. Let's go get
some
shoes.
Can I get a Barbie that says, oh, Gilbert, you're hurting me?
I think that can be done.
Oh,
I think
that Gilbert, you're so big. Yes.
I think this is the Barbie. This worst toy is nonsense.
You know,
this has suddenly become the best toy.
It would be a real. It would be horrible if I was having sex with a Barbie and the Barbie said, "You're so small." That would be. That would be really.
Yeah, that would
awful.
Not. That would yes. be quite insulting.
No, yes. We don't want truth telling Barbie.
No, yes. No. However, if this is on the worst list for children's toys, probably on one of the best lists for adult
yes.
toys.
Amen. I still think the hoverboard is more dangerous. Gilbert, have you seen those? The hoverboard?
Yeah. Those kids are gonna. A few kids are gonna die.
Yeah,
from those.
A few. Yeah, are,
yes.
yeah, they are.
Yeah, they kind of remind me of the Segway a little bit.
Segway, was it the guy who created it or ran the company? Died driving his Segway off
yeah,
a cliff.
Yeah, he rode his Segway off a damn
I didn't
cliff.
Know that.
And
yeah.
died. Yes. It's crazy.
And when
ironic.
He couldn't just jump off it like everybody else,
no,
he had to be all fancy.
Yes.
And there's this tremendous vitamin company. I forget the name of that vitamin company that is still going strong. And the president of the company died at 40.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, these are like the ironic deaths.
Well, also, what you need to know, an ironic death for the North Face founder, Douglas Tompkins. He was a noted conservationist and also the founder of North Face. And the 80s clothing line, I think, Esprit, mm-hmm. they're probably still around. He is dead, unfortunately. Died Tuesday after a kayaking accident and... succumbed to his injuries in intensive care afterwards and died of hypothermia. So the founder
wow.
of North Face
died of being cold?
Died of hypothermia.
I don't wow. think I'm buying any of his
wow.
jackets.
Yeah, I don't yeah. think... By the way, Dusty, that was a nice segue.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He will be missed, that's but sad. His Gore-Tex creations will live on in many, many layers on many, many people. Gilbert will wilson while he's skiing later on.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect.
Gilbert, do you vape?
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Fook and I do as well.
Well, the minute I wake up in the morning, I vape.
I am curious. Were you ever a smoker?
No.
This is, yeah, Fook and Dusty. Fook doesn't breathe oxygen. He just vapes. That's all he does.
Well, there's some oxygen in that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
And maybe
good.
Popcorn, too. A new Harvard study finds that there's a flavoring in most e-cig flavorings they could find, and vape flavorings, like 80% of the industry ones, that have a chemical in them that can lead to a lung disease called popcorn lung.
Awesome.
Great.
Yeah, not as fun as it sounds. So named because workers in an artificial butter factory were the first ones to have it, breathing the artificial butter flavor.
I thought popcorn lung was when a guy who dressed up like Orville Redenbacher would sit on your chest. That's not that move.
I pay extra for that.
Popcorn lung. I always thought I would die of Skittles ass. But... No. Popcorn lung it is.
But that popcorn butter always seems so healthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pseudo butter?
Snickers.
So are people in movie theaters dying of this too?
Oh, that's a good
employees in movie theaters? The movie theater employees union is going to be on this.
Yeah.
Though, I mean, after you nuke like a bag of popcorn, and there's nothing better than cracking it open and then sticking your face inside and getting that fresh smell.
Oh, now I'm getting turned on.
I know. You just get high off of it. It's all steam in your face.
Pouring it in your pants and just walking around
squirting
with it all day.
Squirting it all over your face.
Yes, perfect.
Is that bad for us as well? Popcorn lung is maybe more interesting than us just getting it from vaping. What the hell is it?
Diacetyl is the name of the chemical, and it's a flavoring compound, so avoid it.
But what is the popcorn lung? It sounds cute, actually. Popcorn lung.
No, when I first heard it, it sounded horrible. I thought it was like you started, your lungs started popping like popcorn. So it sounded pretty horrible.
That's actually what's happening. As you're sucking in that vape and it's making that popping sound, that's your lungs popping.